Remember that betmaker we featured last week? He was concerned about a delay in getting his foreign exchange application process and said it was putting pressure on his business.
A loss of this 2 weeks of loss of work. I believe in this week I might have to send home one of the guys, or one of the guys might have to lay off someone.
The businessman appeared to be pointing an accusing finger at the central bank's foreign exchange online platform for the delay. But as we hear from acting director of the Foreign Exchange and Fund Management Department, Darren Downs, the central bank is not the only player in the process.
Forex Online is a secure gateway hosted on the central bank's website, to which persons and businesses must apply to make all foreign currency payments. For example, for imports, education, medical expenses, in fact, any activity that requires foreign exchange. Now, we introduced the system in 2022. And to date, there are over 23,000 registered users of the platform, generating on average 200 applications each day. And 95%, around 95% of those applications are processed successfully. While it is true that all foreign exchange applications must be made on using Forex Online, the central bank does not have to approve all of the transactions. And this is because the central bank has extended some delegated authority to commercial banks and other authorized foreign exchange dealers to complete transactions up to certain permissible limits. And in some cases, David, these institutions have full authority without limit to do so once all the supporting documentation is provided. Now, when I say delegated authority, I simply mean that the central bank has authorized foreign exchange dealers to complete the entire application once the applicant provides all of the supporting documentation. And let me give you some examples. Commercial banks and other authorized foreign exchange dealers have the authority without reference or requiring the permission of the central bank to approve applications for all imports of goods and services up to 250,000 Barbados dollars. Foreign currency cash for travel up to 2,500 Barbados dollars. Remittances of monetary gifts and donations of foreign currency to persons living overseas of up to $10,000 annually. And full authority for payments to overseas medical and educational institutions. Therefore, David, the central bank is required to approve all other transactions over these permissible or delegated limits. While you would want all applications to be processed successfully, we recognize that there may be times when certain applications are not processed within the required time frame of 2 days, which we have requested all applications to be processed within. And I will want to point out that the central bank and commercial banks have been engaging in ongoing dialogue to deal with any issues that may arise with Forex Online, and that the bank usually would be able to deal with any issues that arise if it comes to the bank's attention. We're committed to expediting, where required, all approval of transactions that need our sign-off. But generally, the Forex Online has streamlined the application process to purchase or transfer foreign currency, and it has improved the approval times for several users.
Mr. Downs repeats this word of advice.
I just want to emphasize again that users of Forex Online, if they encounter any difficulties at all, whether it is with their commercial bank or with the central bank, in using the form and making their application, we would encourage them to please contact us and we will investigate the matter.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.